Coming up next is an episode of Fulfilling Lives with the Fairfield County Board of Developmental Disabilities, with the mission of bringing about a vibrant community where people lead fulfilling lives and make meaningful contributions.
Welcome to Fulfilling Lives, a program of the Fairfield County Board of Developmental Disabilities. I'm Alicia Greenwood, your host today, and I hope you're all having a wonderful day. I'm joined this morning by guests and fellow Fairfield DD employees, Cassie Richardson, our Family Support Services Coordinator, and Kyle Morris, our Outreach Supervisor. Welcome, ladies. How are you today?
I'm loving this weather.
Yes, loving it. Doing good. Thanks for having us.
This morning, we're going to talk about the Summer Scholarship Program that Fairfield DD is excited to roll out again this year. So I understand that you ladies have been working hard with the Summer Scholarship Program.
Yes, it's all Cassie.
Yes, it's been challenging, but yes, we are rolling and we're ready to go. We're excited.
Awesome. Awesome. So to help our listeners learn a little bit more about it, the goal of the program, from what I understand, is to provide opportunities to children and youth for them to have a more fulfilled life during those summer months. Is that correct, Kyle? Can you maybe explain, or maybe I missed something, a little bit more about that?
The purpose of the Summer Scholarship Program is to increase inclusive, structured, community-based experiences for children and youth using a person-centered approach, focusing on their interests, their gifts, and their talents.
Okay, so it's to open the chance for eligible students to have additional educational support or experiences during those summer months. That's a really great program. It sounds like it'll be beneficial to those that are able to receive the scholarship. Cassie, would you mind to give us more of maybe a more specific example of how a family might choose to use the summer scholarship if they're eligible and receive the funds?
Yeah. An example for summer scholarship can be used for YMCA, karate, horseback riding lessons, summer camps, cooking classes, swim lessons, tutoring, 4-H camp. For example, an eligible child may be able to continue their therapy or tutoring sessions throughout the summer to help to diminish the summer learning loss.
That's a great example. Thank you. That's a way that we can invest in our youth in order to continue to create a vibrant community and help bridge that gap that often happens in the summer, as we all know.
Yes. Another example is that an eligible youth may be able to attend a summer camp where they can learn skills that will assist them in reaching a new level of independence.
Okay. Cassie, could you please explain when a family could use the scholarship?
Yes. It's based out of the summer months, which are the end of May through September.
Okay. Could you explain a little further how a family would know if they're qualified or how they apply?
Yep. They would be... any family that would receive Board of DD services and are in school ages 6 to 21, summer scholarship is an age-based program. The deadline is May 31st, and it's a first-come, first-served basis.
Is there a waiting list of sorts?
Yes. We have reached our capacity, and we are currently on a waiting list. Families can still register for summer scholarship and will be notified after 5/31 if funds are still available.
And how do they register?
They would use a link, which is a QR code. They would go in, implement their name and their age, and that would register them. Just as simple as that.
Any other information that either you, Cassie, or Kyle would like to share about summer scholarship program or any words to the wise as to what families might want or need to know about the program?
Yeah, so once a family has registered and they've been given the opportunity to have that reward letter, then at that point, the family would need to make sure that the camp that they have chosen is an established vendor with our county. And then at that point, they can contact Cassie to find that information out. The other option is the company can become a vendor for our county so that we can assist with that payment. The third option would be that the family could pay for those services and then we could reimburse them at that point.
From what I'm hearing a little bit of, when in doubt, call Cassie or reach out to Cassie if you have questions or if you have specifics about becoming a vendor or if your child is able to attend a specific camp or program.
Right. And they can also contact their service coordinator to help with coming up with some of those you know, different opportunities they could use in the summer. We kind of have a list of those as well that we can provide to families.
Okay, ladies, thanks for all the great information. But since we have a few extra minutes, I thought maybe it'd be fun that we get to know the people behind the roles a little. So whoever would like to start, maybe you could tell me a little bit about what else you do in your role or what brought you to Fairfield DD, maybe how long you've worked for us.
Sure. So I've worked for Fairfield DD for about 9 years, and the interest that I have in it is when I was in college, I started working with a young boy that has autism, and so I provided ABA-type therapies and care and respite for him, and then also added on another even younger child that I provided similar services to. So that's what interests me in this field. So we have a lot of incoming people with all the growth in our county. We also help with housing and benefits in my department, as well as I supervise 3 service coordinators that work with children in the northern part of our county, which is mostly that Pickerington area.
Okay, cool. And you, have you been a supervisor for long, or have you kind of moved into different roles while you're?
Yeah, so I started out as a child service coordinator, and then I started working with teenagers, which is kind of my love. Mm-hmm. And then I moved into a supervisor position the beginning of last year.
Oh, okay, great. How about you, Cassie?
So I have been with the board for 5 years now. I started as the assistant for our service coordinators, and I found out quickly that I enjoyed it. It became my passion, and then I enrolled into school. So it pushed me to pursue my degree in human services, which I'm currently working on. Hopefully we'll graduate in a few years and I will become that service coordinator that I've wanted to be since I started about 5 years ago. I really thoroughly enjoy helping people and making a difference in people's lives. I see the struggles that some of our families within Fairfield County go through, and I want to help make their lives just a little bit easier. And I feel that family support services kind of helps them with that. It takes their burdens that we normally don't see, but they are struggling with, and I can help them make their lives just a little bit easier and breathe a little bit easier. So I find that that is my passion. That is my why, as why I'm here at DD.
Wonderful. Well, thank you both for taking the time to give us a little bit of insight. I think what you have explained just fully embodies our mission at Fairfield DD and creating a vibrant community. I'll share a little bit as mine. I wouldn't ask you guys to go and then not share my story as well. So I've also been with the county board here for about 5 years. I started out in the employment transition role, helping those teenagers, which is also my passion and my joy. And I did that in a previous role as well, and that's where I really found that I felt the most helpful. So I did that for 4 years, and then I took over as the communications specialist and in the communications and outreach department about a year ago. And that is really what I intended and saw myself in a role to fulfill when I was in college. So I have, you know, 2 degrees from Ohio University, go Bobcats. And that is the type of role that I saw myself in. So when the opportunity presented itself, I told myself that I couldn't let that opportunity pass. So I'm so glad that I did. I love my role. I do lots of storytelling and lots of sharing of other stories and just helping to continue to get those messages out there and tell the positive story and how we're changing lives and all the hard work that all of our employees are doing on a day-to-day basis. So, well, thank you both so much, Cassie and Kyle, for joining us today. We appreciate the information you provided about summer scholarship and about yourselves. It's been a joy to get to know you both a little bit better. And thank you for all that you do here at Fairfield DD.
Thank you.
Yes. Thank you all for listening to this episode of Fulfilling Lives, a program of Fairfield County Board of Developmental Disabilities.